The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. As the 11 disciples and those who were gathered with him were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself? Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer on the third day and rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Once more, we read in Luke's Gospel, and throughout the Easter season, we read from Luke's Gospel, Mark's Gospel, John's Gospel, just about every one of them throughout the Easter season. We hear from all the evangelists. Once more, we read from Luke today the happenings of what happened on the day of the resurrection. Jesus appeared to his disciples as they were gathered there in that room behind locked doors. He gathered with them and they thought they saw a spirit, but he set their minds at ease. He showed them his hands and his feet. He invited them to touch him. "See, I've got flesh and bones just like anybody else does. Spirits don't have flesh and bones." And for crying out loud, he was hungry and he said, "Do you have something to eat?" And they gave him a piece of fish. Spirits don't eat fish. This was Jesus. This was Jesus alive and well. This was Jesus raised from the dead, and he was there in their midst. And then while he was with them, he perceived, Jesus knew that they were still doubting. They were still doubting. These 11 disciples that have been with Jesus for so long and endured so much, they were still doubting. And so he reminded them of all the things that he said to them while he was still with them in his earthly ministry. And then Jesus did something wonderful. He did something significant. Jesus opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He opened their minds. Think about it. How many times have we told people, "Don't be so closed-minded"? You can't see what's going on because your mind is closed to this or that. Jesus opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures, and then he told them everything that was written about him. I thought about this for a little bit. I thought about what it means that Jesus opened their minds to the scriptures. And the question comes up, why didn't Jesus open their minds from the very beginning, when he was walking on the lake shore and he saw Simon and Andrew and James and John fishing and he said, "Follow me," why didn't he open their minds back then? It would have saved the disciples so much trouble. It would have saved them so much heartache if only their minds were opened from the very beginning. It surely would have made it easier for them. It would have made it easier to follow Jesus. It would have made it a whole lot easier to witness the crucifixion. And it would have made it a whole lot easier for them to witness his resurrection. But their minds weren't opened. they didn't understand. Instead, throughout the Gospels, when we talk about the disciples, we see that they're continually struggling to put the pieces together, and they continue to struggle to make sense of all the things that Jesus said and did. Why did Jesus wait so long to open their minds? Why wouldn't he want them to understand from the very beginning? You know, in their hearts and in their minds, these 11 remaining disciples, you know, they couldn't possibly understand all of Jesus' teaching until a few things happened. They had to witness Jesus' arrest. They had to witness his torture. They had to be witnesses of his crucifixion. They had to see Jesus laid in a tomb. They had to know that he was dead before they begin to even hope to try and understand what this resurrection meant. You know, there's a story that's told about an explorer who years ago went to the Amazon River and set sail in the Amazon River, charting the course and everything, and spent months and months and months just seeing all the sights and just all the things that go on in the Amazon. When he came back, he tried to tell people about his experience. He came back and he told people about the jungle, about the animals, the dangers, the pitfalls, and all these things. And he tried to put everything that he encountered, he tried to put those feelings into words and describe it so people could grasp just exactly what was going on in the jungle down there in the Amazon. All the exotic animals, the sights and the sounds and all these things. You know, but he couldn't communicate to them the smell of the air. He couldn't communicate to them the roar of the waterfalls. So he did what any good explorer would do. When people would ask him, what about this, what about that? He would tell them, you need to go see for yourself. Go see for yourself. And to help them, he drew a map. He drew a map of his entire journey. He laid out everything, every bend in the river, every rapids, every waterfalls, all the dangers that they would encounter along the way. And not only did he draw a map and tell them about all these things, but he told them how they could get around them safely so that they could make the same journey that he did. You know, and a lot of people, they studied this map, they looked at it, they heard his words, they read books about the Amazon and all of these things. And after a time, there are even a few people who consider themselves experts on the Amazon River. They knew everything there was to know about the Amazon River. But you know what? They didn't have an understanding of it. They couldn't because they didn't have any experience. The same thing is said of people when we try to understand the resurrection. The same thing is said of people when we try to understand all that is written in the Holy Scriptures. We read the Bible. So many people read the Bible, but they don't understand what it is that they read. They don't understand because so many people, when they read the Bible, they take a passive approach to Holy Scripture. They take a passive approach to the Word of God. They read the things that are in there, but they very rarely engage the story. The only way to understand Scripture is to study it earnestly and then to enter into the wholeness of the message of Jesus Christ crucified and risen. Faith comes by hearing. The Apostle Paul teaches us faith comes by hearing. But understanding comes through doing. Faith comes by hearing, but understanding comes through doing. Sadly, people today, they're willing to read parts of the Bible that they really enjoy, but they don't read the difficult parts, the things that make them think. Others reject those parts of the Bible, saying that they're no longer applicable, they don't apply. Other people are just happy to read the pleasant stories of the Bible and just leave it at that. And indeed, there's a lot of people who are like the disciples on Easter Sunday. Shy away from the difficult things that Jesus teaches. Shy away from the difficult ministries that our Lord calls us to engage in. We don't want to hear, as a group, as a whole, the world doesn't want to hear about carrying the burdens of others. We don't want to hear about denying ourselves and taking up a cross. We don't want to hear about suffering for the sake of our neighbor. We don't want to hear about giving up our family and our home and leaving those earthly pleasures behind to follow where our Lord would have us go. These aspects of the Christian life, these aspects of discipleship, are not always received as good news. Just as they weren't received as good news by the disciples. We can't see how or why it might be important for us to do these things. Rather, for us, good news consists of we're forgiven. Good news consists of God wants to bless you. We have so many preachers today who will fill the airwaves with the prosperity gospel. We have so many preachers today who will preach all the wonderful things that God wants to do for your life to bless you. Bestow upon His peace and His pardon upon you. These are the parts of Scripture that these so-called experts lift up so that they can sell their books and simply wait for God to bless them. They say things like, God wants to bless you. Live your best life now. Live according to the way that makes you feel good. God wants you to have a good life. That's not the message of Holy Scripture. That's not the message of Easter. That's not understanding the resurrection. The message of Scripture is that after God created the heavens and the earth, after God created the first human beings, Adam and Eve fell into sin. They became disobedient. They knew what was expected of them. They knew God's law. They knew that God loved them so much that He placed them in the midst of the garden and gave them dominion over the garden. Yet they fell into sin. They gave in to temptation. They wanted to be like God. They wanted more. The message of Holy Scripture is that as humanity became more and more self-centered, as humanity became more and more focused on itself, humanity was so mired in evil, there was only but one way to save people from their sins. And that would be for God to enter into our world Himself, take upon human flesh, live a life in total obedience to God's law, and suffer death for the sake of the world. He had to come and die for our sake. The message of Holy Scripture is that Jesus took upon Himself the filth of our sin, the stains of our sinful world, the pain and the suffering that we endure. He took upon these on Himself, took them to the cross, and put them to death forever. And God raised Him on the third day. Only through reading the message of the Gospels concerning Jesus Christ crucified and risen, only by connecting our story to Jesus' story, only understanding that these things had to happen for our sake, and only understanding that Jesus calls us and commands us to do likewise, to bear the burdens of our neighbors, can we understand the meaning of the resurrection? Only through that can we understand God's saving grace. We can't understand how much God loves us unless we're willing to carry the burdens of other people. We can't understand God's compassion unless we're willing to forgive those who sin against us. We can't understand the depths of God's love that He gave His only Son until we're willing to walk in that dark valley with our neighbors as they go through their own strife. We can know what Scripture says. We can be like those people looking at the map of the Amazon. We can know the lay of the land. We can know what Jesus says. We can be biblical scholars. We can be these things. But unless we connect the story of Scripture to our life and live the way God calls us to live for the sake of others, then we can't understand it. That's why Jesus didn't open the minds of the disciples from the get-go. Until he rose from the dead, the disciples didn't have the experience that they needed. Until he rose from the dead, and they were able to connect their life to his, they could never understand what the resurrection meant. It was only an idea in their mind. It certainly wasn't a reality. Had it been a reality, they wouldn't have been afraid when Jesus appeared before them. On that first Easter Sunday, Jesus didn't give his disciples any special knowledge. He didn't give them the secrets of heaven. He simply opened their minds. Jesus connected the words of the law and the prophets to the experiences that they had while they walked with him those 3 years. People of God, we can only begin to understand the Scriptures when we give witness to Jesus' death and resurrection, and then follow him, living our lives for the sake of others. We can know the story. In fact, we all do. We can explore the laws and all those things that are written about Jesus. In fact, many of us do that as well. We can gain all kinds of knowledge about the Bible. We can gain all kinds of knowledge of the things that Paul wrote or that Peter wrote or John. We can gain all kinds of knowledge about Jesus and his grace. But if we're not going to be able to fully understand unless we are willing to enter into the story and be about the ministry and the mission that Jesus Christ calls us to, living for the sake of other people. People of God, one thing that we know and we understand is that the kingdom of God awaits us. It awaits every single one of us. And we know and we understand that it's far more beautiful than we could ever hope it to be. It's like the Scriptures are like that explorer telling us about the sights and the sounds, the beauty of heaven. It's more fulfilling beyond any of our own heart's desires. But unless we're able to enter into the story, unless we're able to connect our faith to our life, unless we're able to hear Jesus' words, take up your cross, follow me, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick, love your neighbor, until we do these things, we can't understand the breadth and the scope of Jesus' saving grace, the forgiveness of sins, and the promise of eternal life. Open the pages of Holy Scripture. Open the pages and learn from Christ. Allow him to open your mind. Spend time with your Lord and your Savior. Meditate on his word. Meditate on his word and pray that he would bring you to more understanding. And then connect your life to his. Then we're living in the reality of the resurrection. Amen.